From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Fire crews in California have been unable so far to slow the spread of a wildfire that's raging in the mountains north of Los Angeles. The blaze is threatening at least 10,000 homes, and thousands of families have been ordered to evacuate. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger blames the rapid spread of the fire on tinder dry conditions and plenty of fuel for the flames.
What makes this fire also very challenging is that there's a very thick brush. Why is it so thick and so high, 10, 20 feet tall? It's because for 60 years there was no fire.
Schwarzenegger is urging people living in areas threatened by the blaze to heed evacuation orders and not stay behind, as many have reportedly done. Three residents suffered serious burns yesterday when they tried in vain to save their homes. The Dalai Lama arrived in Taiwan today to show support for the victims of the devastating typhoon that hit earlier this month. The Tibetan spiritual leader's visit has prompted an icy reaction by China. Thibault Wirth reports from Taipei.
The Dalai Lama was greeted by supporters and protesters alike upon his arrival. China, which claims Taiwan as a part of its territory, has strongly opposed the visit. The Dalai Lama countered that he supports Taiwan's efforts to build closer economic ties with China. Beijing accuses the Dalai Lama of being an agitator and supporter of Tibetan independence, charges he denied.
So the capital of China, you see, they always describe me as a splittist, but actually not.
Monday, the Dalai Lama will visit two villages in southern Taiwan devastated by Typhoon Morakot, which hit August 7th. The government estimates as many as 600 may have died. For NPR News, I'm Thibault Wirth in Taipei.
Voters in Japan have broken with a half-century of one-party rule and given the opposition Democratic Party a sweeping victory in parliamentary elections. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Tokyo.
The call for change was overwhelming, with a landslide vote going to the opposition Democratic Party of Japan. This untested left-of-center party will be in charge of steering the world's second-largest economy. Prime Minister Taro Aso said he would take responsibility for a loss which he said was beyond his expectations, and he apologised for a lack of leadership. He said his party should start afresh with a new leader. Meanwhile, the man who'll be Japan's next Prime Minister, Yukio Hatoyama, pledged not to be arrogant and said he would listen to the people. On Monday, the party will hold talks with its two allies on forming a coalition government. It will have to deal with record unemployment and soaring welfare costs amid a rapidly aging society. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the administration is confident the close ties between the U.S. and Japan will continue to flourish under the new leadership in Tokyo. This is NPR News from Washington. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is calling Attorney General Eric Holder's decision to name a federal prosecutor to look into the CIA's interrogation of detainees a political move. Cheney added that the probe, looking back at CIA practices during the Bush administration, would be, in his words, intensely partisan.
It's a devastating, I think, effect that it has on morale inside the intelligence community.
Cheney was on Fox News Sunday. Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts said he was not surprised Cheney is upset. Kerry said Cheney has shown through the years what Kerry called a disrespect for the Constitution and the law. The astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery are closing in on the International Space Station, with docking expected in about an hour. The shuttle crew will make the final approach without the use of a critical thruster, which is not working. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Space Shuttle Discovery has to hit a target point barely 3 inches wide in order to dock with the space station. Commander Rick Sterkel will have to perform the maneuver without one thruster on the shuttle's nose. The Vernier jet is supposed to fine-tune Discovery's course, but it started leaking fuel, so the astronauts shut it off. NASA's Tony Sacconci says that complicates the docking, but the shuttle also pushes the station around while the two vehicles are connected.
There's some other things we were looking at in the event that we had to do, like a debris avoidance maneuver, and the folks are taking a look at making sure we have good solar array configurations, making sure that we meet all the loads constraints and such.
Today's docking is considered a historic event at NASA. It was 25 years ago today that Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off on its very first mission from the Kennedy Space Center. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.